Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pilgrim partners, one of the perils of watching syrupy, feel-good movies is being subjected to some terrible theology at times. There's a prevalent belief that human beings have goodness within. They have it naturally. It's part of who they are. Oh, the plot then begins to focus on the heroine or the hero, focusing in on this supposed goodness within, because what's that going to do? That's going to eliminate the bad behavior. That's going to create good decisions. It's going to get rid of all the perils of evil all around. The sadness is, this is not just something that happens in the movies. A prominent psychologist based an entire presentation about human self-esteem on goodness within. That human beings are basically good. We are not. One of the pictures in the Psalms, and it occurs twice, is God looking down from heaven to see if there were any good, to see if there were any that sought after him. And his conclusion, there is none that doeth good, not even one. Not even one. Nothing which measures up to the standard of a holy God. Nothing God-pleasing from the children of men. We are all monumental creators of junk. Bad behavior. Bad decisions. Total unrighteousness. Filled with iniquity. Rebellious. Haters of God. Things look pretty hopeless under the sun. Nevertheless, our God had a plan. He sent his son Jesus Christ to the junkyard. And on two occasions he declares about this son of his, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." What made Jesus pleasing in the sight of the Heavenly Father involved many things, among them these. First, he was willing to come down to earth on this special mission to create something that is pleasing in the sight of God. He lived perfectly according to the standard which God set for human behavior. No missteps. No faulty decisions. No mistakes in judgment. He volunteered for the most hazardous duty of all, to suffer hell itself on behalf of you and me, all human beings included. He volunteered to die to take away the sins of the world. And the Heavenly Father puts his stamp of approval on the correctness and the completeness of Jesus' mission when he raised him from the dead, saying in essence, "This is just right. This is well-pleasing in my sight." And this beautiful scenario does not stop with what happened to Jesus. God's plan includes working in us what is pleasing in his sight. He takes us, the purveyors of junk, and creates something that is beautiful and special. It involves a changed life of people confessing their sins before the Heavenly Father and believing in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. It involves hearts now made willing by the work of God to love God and neighbor, to seek what is God's will, to make decisions of life and behavior, which are constantly asking, is this God pleasing? It's God working in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And remember, God doesn't make junk. O Lord God of spiritual and eternal peace, equip each one of us to do Your will, working in each one of us what is well-pleasing in Your sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. If anyone else has